Happy Maranatha Monday. I know it's been a while. I've been spreading the gospel in real life, talking to a lot of old friends, catching up on everything that has happened in my life. You know, you can only be silent so much, you know, and the way I always have felt, you know, when people do you wrong, you just treat them the way you want to be treated, and your friends will always come back. And that's what I have found in my life, that a lot of my old friends are coming back little by little, and we've just been spending time with them, healing, you know, helping them heal, because hurt people hurt people. And it's funny, but a lot of people have actually gone through what I went through, and now they understand a lot of, you know, why I kind of secluded myself and stopped talking to a lot of people. Was because I lost trust in a lot of people, and I was just waiting for them to come around. So with that said, Sunday's prophecy update by J.D. Farag was exactly what I needed to hear. And maybe some of you need to hear it too. If you were being thrown in the furnace like Daniel, and if you wonder why you are thrown in the furnace, many of the times it is to get you closer to God. When Daniel was thrown in the furnace, the only thing that burned was the ropes that were tied around him. And remember, the devil, whatever he does to you, he needs to ask God's permission, just like he asked God what he could do to Job. And he was allowed to touch Job, but he could not touch his life. So, you know, whatever is being done to you, is God always has the ultimate say. And Elijah and I forgot who else, but let's just say Elijah, because we all know what happened to him. He was praying because he wanted God to take his life. And I know a lot of us that are in the furnace right now, in the thick of it, want God to take our life. I know I've prayed for God to take my life so many times because I feel like I'm in the furnace, in the thick of it. And I want to be with Jesus, but I know that that's wrong, and I would never take my life, which is why it's just so funny that all the things that have happened to me, because I would never intentionally take my life. I just kind of, I just stuck up for myself. That's pretty much it. But as you can see in this world, it's not what you think it is. We're not really free. We don't really have freedom of speech, because I find it really oxymoronic that they can shoot whoever is carjacking Biden's granddaughter, but there was somebody that shot intruders into his home to protect his family, but the Second Amendment was taken away. It's just the hypocrisy in this world is disgusting. Disgusting. Especially in California. And you see all these people complaining about all the immigrants and stuff here. And where is all our money going? The immigrants. But let me say one thing, because I worked with them and I taught them. And I even taught illegals. And I know they were illegal. But they're not, police and ICE is not allowed to come on school campuses. A lot of them work under the table, so not only are they getting money and they're not paying taxes, but they're also getting free Medicare. And it's really frustrating to see when Americans, veterans, are suffering, and they've done more for this country than anyone. And I promise you, the only reason why they're letting immigrants in here is because the Democrats are afraid of losing presidency, if we really even have elections. I don't know. I don't think elections are real. J.D. Farag even says they're not real. There's elections, not elections. Everything is predetermined, and I'm starting more and more to believe that, because I really don't have faith in our courts or anything, because why wouldn't you be allowed to bring up God or Jesus in court? Can you please tell me? Because I am very curious. Why would someone be told that they're not allowed to bring up God or Jesus in court? Only if... maybe it's demonic. I mean, I don't understand why anyone would think getting married in a courthouse would suddenly save you. The old law, Moses' law, was all abolished when Jesus died for us. The new covenant was sealed with Jesus' blood, and it was done. He said, it was done. Jesus paid our ransom for sin because he was sinless and he died for our sins. Therefore, by having faith, that's all we need. There's nothing else we need to do. We just need to be more and more like Jesus, and Jesus knows our heart, and that's all that matters. That's it. That's all that matters. No one on earth matters. We all have the same amount of time, 24 hours in a day. We're all guaranteed to die. That's the one promise. And the only one that could do anything about that is Jesus, because we all don't necessarily have to die, like someone told me. We only change, or we could be raptured up like Elijah. And those people that have the Holy Spirit in them are bonded to Jesus and have this need to spread the word because they want to share the glory of God and the peace you get when you're with him and when you have him in your heart and when you know the truth. So I guess that's why I just don't care what a lot of people say about me. Multiple personalities, crazy, this, that, whatever. Like, people that know me for reals know the truth. God knows the truth. And that's all that I'm really concerned about. But I just say I'm so much happier being in my small home now. And I just can't wait to have an even smaller home and just have a big yard and just a lot of dogs. And I'm out of this state of California. I really don't like it here. It's just getting worse and worse and worse. And the people's true colors are really shining with this whole Hamas thing more and more. I see people posting up clips of liberals taking down signs, and it is all liberals. It's like they're literally possessed by the devil, and all you can do is pray for these people. Because I, one for one, really know that it's not safe out there to be preaching the gospel. Not only will you be shot, like the guy in Arizona was the other day, but they'll also fall asleep 5150 you, put you in a mental hospital, and say you're afraid of the world ending. That has happened to me. And I know that they were lying, because again, I say I am not afraid of the world ending. In fact, I couldn't be happier. I welcome it. I am not afraid to meet my maker. I'm not afraid to face Jesus and be like, I know everything that I did wrong. I tried to confront everything. I tried to tell the truth to everybody. I tried to be the best version of myself that I could be. But it's just impossible down here. It's impossible. Just keep looking up. So again, I just want to say, pray every day. Thank God each day you rise up, because he's the only one that has power over your life. And this Thanksgiving, you know, just give thanks to God and glorify his name and thank him and pray that this is the last year that we'll be here and that we won't be here anymore, because we are also ready to go home. And if he doesn't come, let's hope the Galactic Federation shows up, because I'm ready to see a show, aren't you? I mean, that's just hilarious. I saw people posting pictures of supposed aliens and all this stuff, and I just feel like saying, oh, it's such a deception, but I'm so curious. I love reading what these people think, and it's just fascinating to me how these people can believe in aliens, but they don't believe in God. That's insane. It's like, there are aliens, but it's a devil. It's a deception to keep you away from God. So again, in the description, I'm going to include JD's service from Sunday. Listen to it.